Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Stocks on Wall Street opened mostly higher this morning as the Commerce Department reported economic growth for the third quarter. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 300 points in early trading.
The Commerce Department says the nation's gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of 2.6% in July, August, and September after shrinking during the first half of the year. The evident rebound is largely the product of trade flows. Core parts of the economy, like consumer spending, showed more modest growth. GDP was weighed down during the quarter by a sharp drop in new home construction and home sales. The Federal Reserve has been aggressively raising interest rates in an effort to curb inflation. As a result, mortgage rates have more than doubled over the last year, putting homes out of reach for many would-be buyers. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Officials in Ukraine say Russian forces have been targeting more power infrastructure. The country's grid operator says equipment was hit in central areas of Ukraine today. Nationwide, millions of people have been left without power as a result of Russian airstrikes targeting water and power sites. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukrainian forces are continuing to hold positions in the eastern region of Donetsk. The BBC's Hugo Bechega is in the capital, Kyiv.
President Zelensky said the most severe fighting was happening near the eastern towns of Avdiivka, outside the city of Donetsk, and Bakhmut. He described Russian tactics as crazy. The capture of Bakhmut would bring some cities back within range of Russian artillery and help Moscow change the narrative that its forces are retreating. In the south, the Ukrainian defense minister said the army advancing Kherson was being hampered by rainy conditions. Officials here say Russia is fortifying positions in the region's capital and sending in more troops, including recently mobilized soldiers.
That's the BBC's Hugo Bechega reporting. The U.S. Navy and Army have test-launched a rocket from a seaside pad in Virginia. The Pentagon says the exercise to collect data for hypersonic weapons research was a success. Navy Vice Admiral Johnny Wolfe says the U.S. and its global rivals have fast-tracked their pace to build these types of weapons.
The threat is really against Russia and China, particularly, and it is really to get after some of the targets that they've got that over time they figured out how to defeat some of our other capabilities, so this starts to fill that gap.
Hypersonic weapons travel at approximately 4,000 miles per hour. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. President Biden will travel to Syracuse, New York today to promote a $100 billion investment to build semiconductor factories in the region. Biden signed bipartisan legislation earlier this year that's designed to boost the manufacture of computer chips in the United States. The supreme leader of Iran says those responsible for a deadly assault on a Shiite shrine will be punished. He's also calling for unity against Iran's enemies. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the attack Wednesday that left 15 people dead was claimed by Islamic State.
Iranian state TV carried the remarks by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who said, quote, "We all have a duty to deal with the enemy and its traitorous or ignorant agents." A number of Iranian officials have vowed to avenge those killed in the attack, which the foreign minister said was designed to destabilize the country. Officials say one gunman has been arrested in connection with the attack, which state media blamed on, quote, "Takfiri terrorists," referring to Sunni militants such as Islamic State. The attack came some 40 days after nationwide protests erupted following the death of a young woman in police custody. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
French President Emmanuel Macron says he's planning to implement a pension reform plan to gradually raise the retirement age from 62 to 65 within the next decade. A similar proposal sparked nationwide protests and strikes back in 2019. The government then decided to suspend the debate amid the pandemic. This is NPR News in Washington.